Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Khaled. Ooh, that's one of them joints off that Khaled, man. Ebro Law Rosenberg. Good morning, everybody. Tune, Zine, Buju, Bounty, Campbellton,
Barrington Levy.
Boy, boy.
DJ Khaled, where you come from?
Another one.
DJ Khaled.
Where do you want to see your million? We not the Congo long, just like the Amazon. Split big like a cylinder, man of feet like God. One question.
Where you come from?
Hey, I'm a beat boy retreat when he made the thing slap. Them say dreadlocks no play in a no bang around. And anywhere we go, we dance strong. In art.
All right, then. Like no pass your place and no crossing line. And knock me with me from coming, no hard to find. Underneath, I stand up at the cost for mine. Right now, mega rule up on that, that's if it just pass me mind. Now the music, now the weed, up about the cost the crime. Anytime you see the rasta man, no ask to mine. Vampire, them a come in a mastermind. Say the mountain blood samples hard to find. All right. It's them fi know. Fire. Anything you reap on that to sow. Hands are fi clean and your heart are fi pure. Light up the chalice and me tell them to. That's the fire I ever say fancy car.
If you no mess with the way you are gonna see your million. We not the Congo long just like the Amazon. Split big like a cylinder, man on beat like God. One question.
Where you come from?
Hey. Why retreat when he made the thing slap? Them say dreadlocks no play in a no bang around. And anywhere we go, we dance strong. In art,
when they think them a knock knock on the door, the 40 call, the 40 fuck up, blah blah. Killer that step in so hot, me scratch the floor. Premier League, we have the arsenal to fight the revolutionary battle. Cause only the battle them fi poor. The youth them for it, equal rights and power. Me tell them fi leave the sun to shine out, black rain will shower them. No make we let go 60 like the hover them. DJ Khaled burn out the cover them. This is the one he like me, pop it off and beat one. Food for reach the people mouth and money for your reach and. Bad and brave, no take no chat, Jamaica land where we from. Shining like a beacon, we the best, so listen, I see me one. Bullet.
If you no mess with the way you are gonna see your million. We not the Congo long, just like the Amazon. Split big like a cylinder, man on beat like God. One question.
So where you come from?
Hey. I'm a beat boy retreat when he made the thing slap. Them say dreadlocks no play in a no bang around. And anywhere we go, we dance strong. In art. These streets are cold, you better bundle up. Don't know who to trust, most of them corrupt. We look inside their eyes and see the plan.
Bounty call it, but you can't step in the Mount Zion.
These streets are cold, you better bundle up. Don't know who to trust, most of them corrupt. We look inside them eyes and see the plan.
Well, I don't know the ups, we never stop, man, I big up.
Load up another cup.
Fire.
Load up another cup. Load up another cup. Well, my locks you can't touch. Well, Babylon men will say you are bluff. Load up another cup.
If you no mess with the way you are gonna see your million. We not the Congo long, just like the Amazon. Split big like a cylinder, man on beat like God. One question.
Where you come from?
Hey, I'm a beat boy retreat when he made the thing slap. Them say dreadlocks no play in a no bang around. And anywhere we go, we dance strong. In art.
Yo, really, fam? That joint's fire, dog.
Fire.
There's joints on that Khaled album. There's joints on there. That Lil Durk, Lil Baby joint. Yo, Shani, you got the Herb.
Which one?
Migos joint handy.
That's Khaled joint?
Yeah, off Khaled's album.
Let's see.
Good morning, everybody. Thanks for locking in. There was just a serious rain situation taking place. I don't know if y'all spotted that, but Man, today's trash. I'm going to keep it 1,000. Not complete trash. I mean, we're together, we're alive, we're breathing, so it's beautiful in that regard. But it was just raining all night. And then it's overcast all day.
Yeah.
Only a high of 69, which we won't reach until around 4 p.m. Tomorrow, rain in the morning also. But you know what? For us allergy sufferers, this kind of chills it out because I'm getting smacked up out here.
Yeah, I seen that. A lot of people who suffered went down yesterday and the day before.
Yeah, because when the rain chills it out. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I seen the pollen all over my car. Like, okay, it's out here.
Yo, I'm breathing that in, getting smacked up. It's a good. This mask thing is working for me though. Because I'm feeling like, you know what, now every year, this time for 6 weeks, I'm going to just wear a mask.
Give you a little filter?
What? Why not?
Why not? Why not?
You got that Her Migos?
Yeah, I got it. You want to hear it right now?
Just play the beginning of it. Her talking greasy on it.
Oh, we the best music. Migos. Another one. DJ Khaled.
Hey,
you didn't expect that.
Only live one life. Can I buy yours? I just might. Fashion killer, no knife. Murder, murder. Yeah, right.
Her going off, son.
It's called We Going Crazy.
Up our vibe. Go down like the bottom. You just want the light up. Are you with the dawn up? With a face of a model.
Red.
Wow. There's a lot going on in that song, but the first time I heard it, I was like, man, they doing too much with this, man, with the Shorty Low sample. Then they threw the dance hall joint over it. I was like, that's a lot going on. But then it came on, I was in the car, and I was like, hold up.
Yeah, nah, that's different.
You got to listen to that joint loud, though.
Yes.
There's a lot of records on this Khaled album. You got to listen to them loud. They not meant for your little headphones. They not meant for the headphones. They meant for the club. They meant for the driving around with it loud. Yeah, real talk.
I didn't see that coming.
Exactly. Yo, you heard the sample. You was like, all right, they flipped the Shorty Low.
Yeah. And I'm thinking Her and Migos. Like, I'm not thinking dancehall.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
You just don't know what to think when you hear Her and Migos. You're like, wait a second.
Yeah, I don't know where this is going.
Right.
Yo, if you're looking for that original sample, though, a lot of people don't know that's from this group called Mandrill.
Mm-hmm.
They're categorized as a rock group from the 70s, but it's really like a jazz fusion. It's a song called Children of the Sun.
Got you.
Nice. Shawnee, we got some callers?
Yes.
Time for shenanigans. Laura, are we back on track? We was back last week with prizes.
No, Ebro. We're back to Ebroke in the morning.
Damn. It's tough out here, man.
We got Nicole and Travis.
Can't shake the COVID. Nicole, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you? Where you headed? What are you doing? How you feeling?
I'm good. I'm headed to the Bronx. I'm a dean at a middle school. So headed to the Bronx.
Sound like you got allergies, too.
I do. When you were saying that, I was thinking the same thing. It's really bad.
Oh,
Oh, yeah, I'm getting whooped out here. I could barely get. Yo, and when for some reason when your eyes are itchy and hurting, it's hard to wake up.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard. It was hard for me to wake up this morning. Like, I was a struggle, and I got into bed at like 8:30.
Yeah, my 3-year-old experiences it too. She's complaining right now in the bed.
Oh, man, poor
baby. Poor little girl. I had allergies my whole life. Issa got lucky. She don't have allergies like I got them.
That's good.
Mm-hmm. She got lucky.
I hope you feel better.
Well, shout out to all. Now, you're a dean at a middle school. What type of middle school is this with a dean? I mean, I remember having a principal, but.
It's a charter school, and we actually have 3 deans, so it's kind of like the assistant principal role.
Got it. Okay. That sounds official. You got to go to the dean's office. I don't want to be in them kind of schools. That's too real. Who else we got online? Alex?
Travis.
Or excuse me, Travis. Trav. What up, Trav?
Travis.
Hey, good morning. How are you guys doing?
Good, Travis. Good. Thanks for checking in. What do you do, man, and where are you going?
I work a night shift. I'm a truck driver. I'm on my way back for the job.
Yo, so you drive through the overnights, huh?
Yeah, I drive the overnight. Shout out to Starlight. Shout out to Rich and Derek.
Yeah, man, that's a tough job, man. It's hard to drive those long hours overnight, right?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it depends. It depends on the route. You know, I'm actually covering for somebody. I usually do during the day, so I'm just covering for somebody.
Okay, there it is. Well, Trav, be safe on those roads. Nicole, you get to choose. Who do you want to represent you, me or Laura Stiles?
I'm gonna go with Laura.
All right, Nicole.
A man.
Let's do this.
Okay, Nicole. I got you, Travis. I'm due. I'm feeling the vibes.
All right.
Tuesday
60
vibes.
Seconds on the clock. Shawnee with the questions.
Yeah.
Let's play Laura Never Loses.
Right. Here we go.
Okay, what is the name of DJ Khaled's album? Ebro.
Khaled,
that's the one that was just released, is correct. In which city were the first modern Olympics
held?
Ebro.
The first modern Olympics were held in...
3, 2
Athens, 1. Greece.
Athens is correct. Oh. Ebro's up 2. Mike Tyson now says he has...
Ebro.
Laura.
He's going to have a rematch, I think, with Lennox Lewis.
Lennox Lewis is the rematch. That is correct. Which prime minister led Britain?
Ebro. Prime minister led Britain, Winston Churchill.
That's right, to World War II. Which media mogul is being ordered to pay? Ebro.
Media mogul being ordered to pay.
3, 2,
Oprah Winfrey.
Incorrect. Which media mogul is being ordered to pay $500,000 for his estranged wife's legal fees?
Oh, Dr. Dre.
Dr. Dre is correct.
He's a media mogul?
That's what it says.
He does more than, you know, music.
Man, if y'all don't get out of here with these weird categories.
Ebro wins.
Yo, Dr. Dre, the media mogul. What? He doesn't even own a media outlet, does he?
I don't know.
I just think of headphones.
Rupert Murdoch is a, you know what I'm saying? Even Jay-Z, he owns Tidal. He owns some sort of a media mogul. Dre's a music producer and a company. He's a, maybe, okay, I'll give you entrepreneur.
All right, Ebro.
But I won, damn it. Trav!
Yeah, you won.
Dr. Dre, media mogul. Does that make sense to you?
Media mogul.
Yeah.
I'm trying to see what media he's involved
Trav
in.
Trav said, yeah.
What? Trav's like, man, I don't care, man. I'll drive my truck and go home to my family and make my money, bro. Whatever they want to call them.
I could do a shout out.
You got it. The floor is yours.
All right. I'm a shout out my wife, Ashley Butler. I'm a shout out my stepson, Carter Watkins. I'm a shout out my friends, Bryson Connor Brand. I'm a shout out my sister-in-law, Brand. She a realtor, Butler Dwelling. Shout out the Butler family. Shout out the Carroll family. Shout out all my friends, Ty Winstead. Shout out Alexis Daniels. Shout out to everybody.
Yo, this is a first, man. I might shut your shout outs down, man. You got too many. I ain't never did that to nobody.
A lot of businesses I have in my family.
How about this? Shout to y'all starting businesses, entrepreneurs, and all that.
Yeah.
There you go. Love all that. Thank you.
No problem. Thank you.
Yo, Laura Stiles, did you see the Marvel trailer yesterday?
Fam, I was just... Listen, let's talk about it coming up flashing lights.
Nah, let's talk about it right now. I can't wait, bro.
No, wait.
I shed a tear.
Wait.
Why am I so involved in Marvel? This makes no sense.
People have been, you know, this is actually the one thing that brings people so much joy. So coming up, Flashing Lights will give you a big announcement. And listen, if you didn't see it, because I watched it and I was like, wow, man, this is incredible. My man who's not even like a Marvel fan, he was like, whoa, that looks amazing.
Yo, same thing when I showed my girl.
Yo,
I was like, she was like, at first she was like, come on, babe. And I was like, yo, I'm telling you. And then it started really heating up. And when she saw that Wakanda Forever, she was like, yo.
All right, so we'll talk about it. Coming up, Flashing Lights.
I'm rich, bitch.
I always wanted to say that. Never made sense for me to say it because I was anything but. But right now I'm anything but. But I would like to point out that I did that little crypto thing that people be talking about. I don't really know how to explain it. But I tell you what, I threw a couple of dollars in there on Dogecoin when it was like 6 cents and like 11 cents.
Wow, that's low. You got
it is worth 48 cents right now.
It's pretty good.
I heard producer Griff told us yesterday the Toronto Blue Jays said they would accept 100 Dogecoin for infield seats. And before that, Mark Cuban of the Dallas Mavericks was allowing people to buy merch with Dogecoin. Sent the prices crazy. That's stabilizing the price, man. You always have Elon Musk and these guys talking about it, but when you can actually do something with it. I also own Ethereum. Ethereum's going crazy. Yo, Rosenberg, and I didn't even tell you about it this time because the last time you complained so much.
What?
When I told you to get into crypto and you lost $2 and started complaining.
No, I lost like $30, all right? It was a real loss. I got out.
When you only waited 30 days or something.
It was terrible. I don't.
You got to be patient, bro.
And this time I tried to get in. Last week when you brought up Dogecoin, I tried to get in. I signed up for Coinbase.
They don't have Dogecoin on Coinbase.
No, they do.
Now you can't trade it. It's there. You can look at it, but you can't trade it, I don't think.
Oh.
I think you got to go to Robinhood.
Robinhood has Doge.
Guys, let's focus, okay? We have very important stuff to talk about in Flash and Light.
More important than me making money on crypto?
Yes.
Okay. You say so.
We'll be the judge.
If you say so.
The Marvel Studios unveiled something amazing yesterday. Phase 4 films and their, you know, release dates in this amazing 3-minute trailer. I'm telling you, I saw it and I was like, whoa, this looks fuego. Showed it to my man. He was like, I'm not really interested. I said, check it out. He saw it. He was like, I am excited. So among the films they announced, Eternals, Spider-Man, No Way Home. And you know, people have been waiting for this one. The next installment in the Black Panther series.
Ooh.
Black Panther Wakanda Forever
Wakanda
is the
forever!
Official title of Black Panther 2, wow. Which is set to be released on July 8th, 2022. Wow.
It's back.
It is
well,
because
in the story from the comic books, T'Challa's sister Shuri becomes a Black Panther. So I don't know if they're going to go with that storyline or not.
Okay.
I also don't think Killmonger's actually dead.
Mm.
Yeah, because we didn't really see him.
Because really, you're in Wakanda, you get stabbed in the gut, and they're not going to give you vibranium to fix you up.
Right. Even though he said he wanted to die, like, we're going to let you? Nah.
Interessante.
And as he gets to see what the world's really all about, as he's at the top of that mountain,
right,
looking out across Wakanda, he gets an appreciation for life and love. Nah, man.
Rosenberg, you got it. You got to check out this 3-minute trailer. It's really good.
So wait, it's a real thorough trailer that shows like it's done?
No. It's really just a promo video.
It's a promo video. Got it. Okay.
With 3-second max clips of some movies. Black Panther 2, Wakanda Forever, is not one of the movies that they show a clip of. But Angelina Jolie in The Eternals, they show a couple of clips, and they show a couple of clips of let me see the movie that's about to come, Shang-Chi.
That was dope.
Black Widow, they have a little bit more of that in there because that's about to drop. Black Widow's going to be fire. And that because that drops July 9th. So they had more of that. They had more of the Eternals because that drops November. December, Spider-Man No Way Home drops. I'm in.
And for you,
Laura Stiles, to be into the Anunnaki and a Gigi and not have watched Captain Marvel or any of the ones that deal with the government covering up inner space activity and superpowers. Hit him with the button.
I will. I'll let him know. He's slipping out here.
You played yourself.
Anyway, it's very exciting. If you guys get a chance, please check out that 3-minute trailer. It's popping. That's your Flash and Light report. Tonight, right now, it's a high, let me see, of 72 degrees today. It's cloudy, a little rain in the evening, and alternate side parking rules are in effect.
Yeah, the weather's trash, but if you're an allergy sufferer, you welcome this because it calms it down a little bit. Keep it right here. I got something for the congratulations list. Yo, so Biden, if you don't know, part of the American Rescue Plan was to give black farmers who have been racially marginalized, just pushed out of farming for generations, just can't get loans, can't get anything. So here comes Biden, comes along, gives black farmers, only black farmers, $4 billion. $4 billion. Guess who's suing Biden? Racist-ass Stephen Miller and white farmers. The button loaded up.
Oh, my God.
It's coming. Plus, ride or die.
Turn it up. Turn up. Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg. Hot 97.
Hi, Lissette. How are you this morning?
I'm great. How are you?
Lissette, we're great, and so are you. You're married to a wonderful man by the name of Alex, yes?
Yes.
But for some reason, you've called us on Ride or Die to test his love and his loyalty.
I sure did.
Now, if this is such a wonderful man, why must you test him today?
Because he is so over me with my whole, like, running out of gas. So I just want to test him to see if he will stop, leave work, and come help me.
In spite of the fact that he's probably told you 50 times, please stop leaving the gas on E.
You have no idea how many times he has told me about this.
Oh, my God.
And so what is the problem here, Lissette? Before we get your husband on the phone, why can't you figure this out?
The problem is he is always telling me to put gas in the car before the light even turns on. And I am super notorious, even though I live directly across the street from a gas station, not putting gas in the car.
You know there's a thing there, though. There's some sort of psychological.
Right. You won't even help us. What is the problem? Why won't you do it? Say it. It's not about him. We're talking to you. Before we get him on the phone, we want to learn about you.
Probably because I'm just too lazy to do it.
Nah, something. It's deeper.
It's deeper than that.
It's not just lazy. It's because secretly you want to be a damsel in distress and you want your husband to come save you and people are always saving you your whole life. So you've never had to be responsible for your actions.
That's a lot.
Oh, my God.
Could that be true? Could Ebro be onto something?
No, he can't be.
Okay. I'm with
She said I can't be.
No, I'm
as in like she's refusing to let me.
Yeah, I think this is an interesting breakdown you have because there is something going on. But either way, it does put Alex to the test.
Yes.
All right, let's do it.
Listen, if I was Alex, I'd leave you begging.
Well, we'll see. Maybe he does. Maybe he's like, this is the lesson.
He's like, I'm sick of this.
Let's see if Alex is ride or die. Hang on 1 second.
Hello?
Yeah.
Listen, I was taking Jaden to school, and I didn't bring my card, and the freaking car ran out of gas, and the baby's at home by himself.
Are you serious?
Yeah, so, like, I need you to come, like, right now, or go home, pick him up.
I'm about to leave work and go right now.
That's it.
Oh,
he did it. What a guy.
Alex! Yeah. Who's this?
This is Hot 97, Ebro in the morning, Rosenberg and Laura Stiles. She was saying if you were a ride of
Ebro, what's going on? Yo, what's up, Rosenberg?
Yo, what's good, bro? Yo, listen, man. What's up with your girl? Why won't she fill the gas tank?
Man, She never fills up the gas tank, man. None of the cars, man. All the time. It's always the same thing, man.
Yo, Alex, she's taking advantage of you, man. You're too nice. She's running over you. She's treating you like shit, man, because she knows you're going to drop everything and come save her all the time.
No, I'm not.
Did you see how fast he was ready to ride for you?
Yo, hey, what's up, man?
That's why I love him.
Yeah, that's why you love him. Because you can abuse him.
That's why I love him.
Alex, hey, I listen to you guys every morning, man.
Yo, Alex, we love you, man. Let's have real talk, though, Alex. How many times has her car ran out of gas?
Man, like, at least 3 times a month.
That's 3 times a month?
All right, I've never run out of gas. I don't understand how you even do that.
It's crazy.
Alex, how long you guys been together?
8, 9 years, something like that.
11. Okay. 11. He was off by 2 or 3 years.
11.
That's why he keeps coming to fill a tank up. He can't remember stuff. Yeah. She knows he don't remember stuff.
Oh, you guys love each other, man. That was nice.
That's love, Alex. You're better than me. I'd leave her on the road at least once.
Want to test your ride or die? Email us now at beriderdie@gmail.com. That's beriderdie@gmail.com.
Ebro, Laura Rosenberg, good morning, everybody. Shout out to all the cities locked in. Shout out to the tri-state New York City. It's raining. Boom. That's what I feel about that.
That's right. We here.
You know That's the kind of weather report you get
here. Yeah, man.
Real weather.
Real weathering.
That's right.
But hopefully this rain will continue to move through. Look, man, what do they say? April showers bring May flowers. Well, now it's May flowers bring more May flowers. I guess. I saw little chickens walking around. Little ducks. Me and Issa was looking at little ducks yesterday walking around. I was, look, spring has sprung. New little hatchlings. Is that what baby ducks are? Ducklings?
That's cute.
Ducklings.
And in a short order, like 8 weeks, they're going to be large as the adults. How do those little ducks grow so damn fast? Let's talk about it. They start out small.
Super.
And in minutes, they're giants.
Yeah, it is quick. They're so cute when they're little.
Oh, so cute. Then they get older and it's like, fam, can you get out the road? And do you have to doo-doo all over the golf course? Like, seriously.
I mean, listen, stop playing golf on their house, you know?
Stop putting golf courses on their houses, right?
They're trying to live.
Super facts. Hit me with the button.
Congratulations.
It's time.
You played yourself.
Let's go. So all that big Willie talk, hop you up. Playing yourself, yo. Playing yourself. Oh, yeah. Playing yourself. I'm going to read this here. A little known element of President Biden's massive stimulus relief package would pay billions of dollars to disadvantaged farmers, benefiting black farmers in a way that some experts say no legislation has since the Civil Rights Act of 1964. Of the $10.4 billion in the American Rescue Plan that will support agriculture, approximately half will go to disadvantaged farmers. About a quarter of those disadvantaged farmers, you guessed it, are black. The money would provide debt relief as well as grants, training, education, and other forms of assistance aimed at acquiring land.
So it's not specific, the policy, to black farmers?
It is tailored in a way specific to black farmers, but the overall policy is for all farmers. But there's caveats in there that specifically target black farmers to the tune of about $4 billion.
Okay.
Well, you remember the name Stephen Miller.
Oh, yes.
Worked for the Trump org.
The white supremacist, Skeletor, racist mastermind of the Trump administration.
Well, white supremacist Jewish guy, which a lot of people felt that was a hard pill for them to swallow. They were like, he's Jewish. He can't be white supremacist. No, it happens. It happens. And it happened with him. Well, he decided he's going to get together with white farmers and sue the Biden administration for this.
Shut up.
For discrimination.
Well, when you think of Stephen Miller, you think guy who cares about farmers.
Well, the reason it's a congratulations you played yourself is because if white farmers sue the government and are successful for discrimination, do you know how much documented evidence black farmers have and black people in general have to sue the government for discrimination. So not only, okay, let's say you're successful, Stephen Miller and white farmers. All you're going to do is open the floodgates for black people to come get more money that you won't have access to. And for that,
congratulations, you played yourself.
And just for being Steve Miller, a bonehead racist.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
He's the worst.
I'm here for it, though. Sue the government so you can open up the floodgates, because black people been wanting to sue the government for a long time. Set that precedent, please. Laura Stiles, what you got today?
This is a classic one. We've seen this. We've heard about this. It's just, it never ends. You know, people love showing out at Travis Scott concerts, right? Well, he recently had celebrated her birthday and had a show at Live, you know, Club Live in Miami.
Live in Miami's back.
Yes.
Did it ever leave? We don't know.
It is back.
I don't know. They closed it. It was closed for a while. A couple weeks ago, it opened back up.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it was shut down, Rosenberg. So the usual, we've seen this, guys. You know, fans decide they want to stage dive. They want to jump off places. And this one dude decided to jump off stage. The sea parted. Everyone moved out the way, and he slammed right splat on his face.
Yeah.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
I'm just waiting for the lawsuit to come.
Well, yeah, but Laura, the best part of that video to me was, then did you see how the girl did it afterwards?
I stopped watching at that point.
Oh, his was so bad, but there was a girl on stage with him, and she still wanted to stage dive. She, like, basically crawled into the crowd.
Oh, God.
It was something.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
Rosenberg, what you got today?
You know, listen. Diddy, he's our guy. You may know him as Puffy. Puff Daddy.
What about Sean Diddy Combs?
Sean Diddy Combs. Sean Combs.
Take that.
Sean, a.k.a. Take that. He showed his driver's license. His name is officially Love.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
That's not a congrats.
Sean Love Combs.
Changed his middle name.
I like it.
I know. I like that he wants to have love in his life. I just hope we can clarify early that I can't call you Love, my guy. And I love Puff.
Didn't
but
you
I
call him
call
Sean
you love?
Love? What about Sean Love?
Sean Love.
Sean Love ain't bad.
It feels like a reach, but
It ain't like calling a grown man delicious.
No, it's a not short of calling a grown man delicious.
That's my man, delicious. That's so weird.
Y'all, thanks. Yo, y'all met my man Sean Love. I mean, I guess it works better.
Sean Love ain't bad, because we got a homie named Rob Love. We don't mind calling Rob Love.
But you don't refer to him every time you see him as Rob Love.
I think I actually do. Yo, Rob Love.
And I don't know if I can do that with Puff. But listen, man, I give you two things. Both congratulations, legitimately. And also,
congratulations, you played yourself.
What about Love, Bug, Starsky?
True. But as a bug on the end and a Starsky.
What about, there was another Love out there. I'm blanking. Somebody had a Love. Dr. Love. What about Dr. Love?
The song?
Wasn't there a Dr. Love in wrestling too? Dr. Love.
No, you made that up.
You have nothing to worry about.
Puffy been Love for a minute though, right? Didn't he change his name?
Yeah, he changed his name to Love, but there was a controversy between him and like a wrestler dude.
Well, no, that wasn't real. Brother Love?
Brother Love. That's what I'm talking about. Brother Love.
And there was also Dude Love. Mick Foley was Dude Love in wrestling, too.
See?
Again, those are wrestling characters. But yes, I hear you.
Wrestling's real. How dare you?
Facts.
Hit Rosenberg with the button trying to say wrestling's real.
Congratulations.
I didn't say that.
You played yourself.
Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
That's a terrible word to put in my mouth.
The F word? You never in your life.
I would not do that.
Of the 3.4 million farmers in the United States today, only 45,000 are black. According to the USDA, that's down from 1 million a century ago. Black farmland and ownership peaked in 1910.
Wow.
At 16 to 19 million acres, about 14% of the total agricultural land. That's according to the Census of Agriculture. A century later, 90% of that land has been lost to white farmers. which now account for 98% of the acres of farmland. Mm. So they looked out for 45,000 black farmers. And here goes some white people trying to sue the government over that.
And Bill Gates getting divorced. Life's crazy, man.
Bill and Melinda?
Yeah.
Hit the button, by the way. Why y'all getting divorced right now? 65 years old. You
played because she bought into the internet fury that he's out here propagating all these diseases so that he can make vaccines.
I don't think she's tired of it.
She don't want to sign up for it.
No, she's been defending him.
Shut up.
That's what she's saying, so she can get the bag, and then she's going to do a tell-all book.
Mm. Oh, God.
They're going to go on Love and Hip Hop.
Wow. She knows something we don't know.
Exactly. She don't want no parts of it. That's when usually people run for cover. You ever notice that? Hey. That's like when police start resigning. That's when they know something's bad.
They'd be like, you're gone too far.
Exactly.
That's exactly what she said. You're gone too far.
Did she say Biggs on the end? You're gone too far.
I feel like she did.
Cast 1, 97 minutes, commercial free. Ebro, Laura Rosenberg. Good morning, everybody. We love y'all. See, I don't have a problem saying love.
There you go, love.
Chris.
What's going on, Chris? Not too much, man. How y'all doing?
We appreciate you participating in Curve today. You met somebody, thought it was all good. Nope, you've been curved. Pretty simple. They didn't hit you back. You didn't hear from them again. You thought it was all good. And now you've called us for the segment because you want to know what the hell you did wrong. What happened? Chris, it reads here that you guys went on a date in Queens. You guys went to dinner. You did not kiss.
Okay.
Or anything at the end of the date. You thought you had a good time, and you've been trying to call her and text her for the last week.
Yes, sir.
What topics did you guys cover when you're on your first date?
We talked about both our careers. I did mention kids. We talked about what we like to eat, different stuff. So.
How many kids you got?
I don't have none, but I did talk to her about like how many I want like in the future, though.
Did you say a crazy number? Because that might be...
I did say like I want 5 boys, but I don't think that's a crazy number. I know people with more
crazy
kids
number.
Than that.
It's crazy, bro. Crazy number. Five boys.
Yeah, I know specifically, like she can choose.
Problem.
It's probably a lot to say on the first date.
Chris, well, how was her reaction?
She was just like, yeah, that's nice. And she talked about she wanted kids. She didn't say that much, but she did say one day.
All right.
You mean to tell me women aren't excited to push 5 babies through their vagina?
When they just met you?
Yeah, on the first day. Nah.
All right, well, let's see.
Okay.
All right, Chris. Chris, we're just guessing here, man. We're just guessing, bro.
All right.
Chris. So we'll call Samantha. She doesn't know you're on the phone, okay?
Okay. Got you.
All right. Hang on 1 second.
Hello?
Samantha.
Hey.
Good morning. You're on Ebro in the Morning with the beautiful Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Hello.
Hello,
everyone.
Hi, Samantha.
Samantha, thank you for participating in this segment titled Curved. You went on a date with Chris. We spoke to Chris. He said that he had a great time. He actually asked us to find you to ask you why you have not texted him or hit him back.
Oh, really? He did? Okay.
Yes.
To be honest, Chris was saying that he wanted to get married and have children and all the other good stuff, and I'm just not ready for that right now. So I just figured why lead him on? Well, I just didn't want to be in a serious relationship with him.
Ah, so it's him.
I mean, he's cool. He's a very nice dude, but he just wasn't my type.
Okay.
Not letting him plant any seeds in me, so.
Can you plant any seeds in you? Is that what you said?
Yeah. He wanted to have kids.
So you felt like he was trying to...
You thought he was trying to get you pregnant on the first date?
Lock it down right away?
Well, I mean, he was very... upfront about it, which is fine. But yeah, you just like put it all out there, but it was a little little creepy to me. It just kind of felt a little forced.
You didn't think it was appropriate for you to say to him, yo, you know, it's only the first date. Let's see where this goes.
Yeah, I did say in so many words that I just wanted to kind of take my time and just take baby steps excuse the pun.
All right.
Samantha
has some high standards. Well, Samantha, we have Chris on the line because he wanted to hear, and we thought it would be interesting for him to hear.
Oh.
why you weren't texting him or hitting him back.
He's on the line.
Yeah, he's right here. Hey, Chris.
Oh, geez.
Yeah. For real, Samantha, that's how you feel though.
Well, yeah. I mean, I'm not clear, trying Chris. To hurt your feelings, Chris. Nothing like that. I think you're a cool guy, but it's just there wasn't any chemistry there for me. I'm sorry. I'll
be honest, Samantha. I think that you should have at least been able to text him back and say, you know, it was nice to meet you, but I don't feel any chemistry. I want to move on. Instead of leaving him hanging.
Right, and you could have at least told me something. Because when we left the date, you told me I had nice dimples. I wasn't trying to, have babies or anything that first night. Like, yeah, like I was going to put a hole in the condom or something. Like, it wasn't like that.
I don't know, sir. You were really a little extra about it. I just wanted to go out and have a good time. And you trying to plan in a future on the first day. And it's just like, I just want to just have fun.
We talked, we vibe. I wasn't trying to put no babies in your birth canal.
It's okay. Sometimes things don't work out.
Looks like on my forehead, you was like, knock me up or something on my forehead. I was like, geez, can we just get past that?
Wait, are y'all getting turned on? Birth canal, forehead, what we leaving on the forehead? We going all type of this.
No, not at all.
I don't know what y'all into. But you know.
Yeah, I wasn't trying to hurt your feelings, Chris. I mean, I'm just being honest and being real with you.
Oh, now you're not trying to hurt my son.
Samantha, you guys want to go out on another date?
I mean,
I'm fine.
He's having babies. I just want to have some fun.
Well, basically, it sounds like Chris, Samantha just want to have sex. Yeah. No babies.
That's cool. Let's do that. Yeah.
I don't know. I don't trust him.
All right. Enough, guys.
It's fine. It just didn't work out.
Maybe you guys talk on your own time. Thanks for participating in Curve.
Take care.
Think you got curved? Hit us up right now at gotcurved@gmail.com so we can get to the bottom of it for you.
Boom. Where you been? Where you at? Mm-hmm. Oh, you got plans? Mm-mm. Don't say that. Mm-hmm. Sipping him in the room.
You still on that Bruno Mars?
Yeah. It don't matter what we're playing. I'm thinking about leave the door open.
Every day.
Yo. Ebro, Laura Rosenberg, we are here on a Tuesday. You guys know how I feel. If you're new to the program, look, Tuesdays are pointless. I believe in a 4-day work week. You drop Tuesday, so it goes Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
Ooh, that's a week.
We've been
right
programmed
there.
For Wednesday to be, so I don't feel bad about holding on to the name Wednesday. Mm-hmm. Thursday is always the day before Friday. We know what Friday means. Right. You have to have a Monday. You can't start a week.
You got to start.
Yeah, you got to start. And we know that Monday is the start. So let's just get rid of Tuesday.
But the reason your theory doesn't work is once you make that change, which is actually impossible, but once you were to make that change, all of a sudden Wednesday becomes Tuesday.
No, right. It does.
There's no
in actuality, it does. But I'm just saying the way it plays in our mind, that's like, it's Monday. All right, we're starting the week. Right. It's Wednesday. Oh, your mind changes.
There.
But that's why you have to get through Tuesday.
Yeah.
So you can
otherwise
earn
Wednesday. Correct. What is Wednesday if it's not hump day? And if you take away Tuesday, Wednesday is not hump day.
Right.
It kind of is, though.
No,
because even on a 4-day week, Wednesday would still be hump day. You know why? Because Thursday.
But Thursday loses its meaning when you get rid of Tuesday too.
No, Thursday's right before Friday, fam.
All right.
Come on, Laura. This is our Who's on First skit, man. You gotta play along.
This is classic comedy material right here.
And because your comedic timing is always off, you don't understand the value of what Rosenberg and I are doing right now.
You guys are just rambling at this
Laura, I didn't even know I was doing a comedy bit. I'm having a serious argument.
I don't think.
Well, hit Rosenberg with the button if we're really arguing about a 4-day week.
Oh, my God.
Well, you bring it up a lot. Your hatred of Tuesday is so powerful.
I know. I like Tuesdays, man. Tuesdays
no, you
is cool.
don't, Shani.
It's better than Monday.
Cool. Exactly. That's why I like Tuesdays, because it's better than Monday.
But you got to have a Monday. Is it, though? So get over it.
Yeah, it's better than Monday.
How?
Because what do you mean?
Look, I got
rolling.
Everybody looped in now.
Laura, come on.
Your cast is such a troll. Yo, Rosenberg.
No, you know what? I hate it when you guys do that because I have serious points and you guys try to belittle my points by saying that
cast
I'm trolling.
One, I'm serious. Speak your truth, Cast now, One. They try to belittle
I just wanted to know, Rosenberg, which day are you getting rid of?
I'm not getting rid of a day.
Right.
All right, then I don't like you anymore. Ebro, which day are we getting rid of?
Tuesday.
We need to get rid of a day, man.
If
Tuesday.
We was getting rid of a day, I'm getting rid of Monday. Let's get a 4-day work week.
But then
week.
Tuesday becomes Monday.
Whatever, though. Keep it together. How you just going to take out a day in the middle of the week?
Here's the thing. Monday and Tuesday technically are both trash, okay? We know that. I'm talking about your mental programming, and because you guys, your pineal glands aren't decalcified enough, you're not tapping into the vibrations that I'm really putting out.
Now you're going to really offend Johnny.
Exactly.
Now you're going to
tell you about calcification and penile glands. You know what I'm saying?
It's pineal glands.
See, now we doing apples and oranges.
It's not the penile?
Are we talking calcium or we talking soursop?
Yo, call right now, 800-223-9797. See, I can't even help people understand their mental programming on this show because there's just too many blockages.
But yo, guess what? Today's
DJ
Tuesday.
John's here.
Today's
and
Tuesday.
DJ John is here.
John.
Johnny.
Yo.
DJ John.
Johnny.
DJ
John.
Johnny.
DJ John.
DJ John.
DJ John. DJ
John.
John, I normally eat my breakfast during your segment. What do you have?
DJ John.
Well.
Oh, let's see. It's Mother's Day coming up, so we have something special for these beautiful, glorious, amazing human beings called mothers. So we have a special prize pack. We talking flowers, dinner, intimate virtual performance with 7 streeters. So all that bunched into one, and they get to qualify for a grand prize of a diamond necklace, baby. Mayhap by 7 Streeter, E1, Rosin Socials, and Vladdy's Diamonds, and Hot 97, of course.
And if
baby.
You're wondering what 7 Streeter has to do with Mother's Day, 7 Streeter is a beautiful, amazing woman.
Mm-hmm. She's pregnant?
Her mom is hot, fire, flame, fuego.
Really?
Wow. Why would...
So I was tying it into Mother's Day. So, you know what I'm saying? If you want to celebrate mom, remember when we used to do the hot mom thing and people would send in photos? We should bring that back.
You mean for DJ John?
Yeah. We should do that some more. Hot moms. You know, if you're a hot mom out here, we used to like hook moms up on dates. You know what I'm saying?
I think it was just with DJ John we were hooking them up.
It was?
Oh, yeah.
And then we did MILF Madness, though.
Yeah, MILF Madness. That's what it was. MILF Madness.
Yeah.
Feels right. A little dated. Call in.
Feels MILF a little
can't bring back MILF Madness?
Don't think so.
I don't think we could do that.
Why? Is you that like politically incorrect now for people to judge moms?
You're not even allowed to talk about, you know, who you elf.
Wait, you can't talk about who you'd like to have sex with anymore?
I mean, you can try it. You can try it if you want.
It just depends on how you say it, I think.
Yeah, you can't get up here and start talking about complexionism and hating on people because they, you know, look a certain way. You can't do that. But you could definitely talk about, you know, a mom that's hot, talk about some attributes. I don't see the problem. But John, do you see a problem?
Who do we have to call? Call number nine.
Wow, John, you're that far off in your relationship? Yo, John was canoodling in the park over the weekend.
I heard.
Oh, we talking about that?
Yeah.
You was modeling, too. Ebro, you were modeling on the lawn.
No, I was just laying. I was laying having a conversation. If you think I look so amazing and handsome while I'm just relaxing in the park and you're calling it modeling, I'll take the compliment. Thank you so much.
But he was just laying there.
But I was just chilling. You were actually giving Eskimo kisses.
Wow.
Yo, by the way, if anyone wants to dispute and thinks that this sounds like it's unlikely, I just want you to know that in the hours afterwards, DJ John, unsolicited, just sent me a loving photo of him and his girl. Out of the blue, just like, check me out, dog. So
I'm outside with my
lady. I'm outside canoodling. Yeah. Eskimo kisses. So
yeah, baby.
All Ebro was doing was laying on his elbow. It really wasn't that deep. John, were out there.
I know. Ebro shared his watermelon with me. It was a Nate vibe.
Yeah, man. I was trying to be warm, heartwarming and accepting and inviting your woman into the family that was out there.
There you go.
You did.
You know, sharing fruits and things with her. She denied me every time I offered her something.
Oh.
Well, we just
I started to feel like somebody's abuela. You know, when you go over somebody's house and the abuela keeps offering you food, you got to take something.
Tell your lady
she got to take something next time just to make it feel.
We were invited mad late, like literally last minute. So whoever was the invitee invited us mad late. So
what does it have to do with my fruit?
We were prepared bring stuff.
All right, who's on the phone?
Lewis on the line. Lewis.
Thank you.
Get us focused, Laura Stiles.
Lewis.
What?
Hey, what's up?
Lewis, good morning. You can be smarter than DJ John when you answer Laura Stiles' question super fast. And we got this Mother's Day kit for moms and hopefully a diamond necklace for you.
Ooh.
Okay, Lewis, here's your question, okay? Can you tell us what Marvel character is played by Robert Downey Jr.?
Iron Man.
Fact.
We didn't hesitate. No heads up.
Fact. Correct. All right, DJ John.
It looks like Iron Man is really dead. He wasn't in any of the trailers for the upcoming nothing.
I know you're a Marvel fan, DJ John, so here we go. Here's your question. Can you tell us who directed the 8th movie of Marvel's Infinity Saga?
Russo Brothers?
And the movie is Thor, The Dark World.
You said the Hughes Brothers.
No, the Hughes Brothers. Russo Brothers.
Who?
Oh, you added...
Incorrect.
Did you say the Uso Brothers?
No, it said Russo. But
no, the correct answer is Alan
Taylor. You added Thor at the last minute. Like, you throw the twist in the question. It's foul play.
No, John, we're over you. Bye. Hang up on him. Disconnect DJ John. Get him out of here. Let's do this remix. What's the guy on the phone's name?
Lewis.
Lewis, we love you, Lewis. Who you shouting out to, sir?
Everybody, my family, friends. Co-workers, LKQ, I know they hear me. They driving out there. Yeah, of course.
Well, we love you too, man. Lewis, hang on. We got to get some info from you.
Thanks, sit tight, Lewis. My brother.
Yeah. Time for some action.
DJ John, time for some action.
Who's big man?
DJ John, now he is a lover man. Now he is a lover man.
DJ John.
He used to be the DJ John.
What a remix.
Who could be the big man? Now he is the lover man.
Crazy.
Now he is the lover man.
DJ
John, now him is DJ John.
DJ John.
We call him the DJ John.
Yeah. DJ John, the love of mine.
The love of mine.
Let's go. Flashing lights, Laura Stiles. Let's do it.
Let's go.
Laura Stiles got the 411 on the flash lights. Lights.
You ready for the flashing lights? Laura Stiles gonna put us on.
So there was a lot of talk about a Jay-Z and Nas album. But guys, this all came from a tweet. Okay, a couple of tweets, actually. So Genius went in and was like, what's your dream collab album? And Khaled answers, Nas and Jay-Z. Then somebody says, can we get a Nas-Jay-Z album totally produced by Hit-Boy? And Hit-Boy retweets it and says, who want to see it? But that sparked a whole Nas and Jay-Z album conversation. But it's all coming from tweets, guys. So it could be anything.
Look, I'm here for it. A collab album, Hov and Nas, I'm here for it. Why not? What else they doing? Making money on crypto and making billions, selling Tidal? You know what I'm saying? If they want to collab, I'll listen to it. I'm here for it. I'm excited for it. You guys don't seem excited.
I don't believe you is the problem.
What do you mean?
When you said, yeah, I'm here for it. I'm excited for it. Is that real excitement?
Well, I don't think it's really going to happen.
I don't think it's going to happen either.
But Laura, would you be excited for it?
I would be very interested to hear what they come up with.
Interested.
But I just don't think it's going to happen.
Two of the greats of all time collabing for an album. That's how jaded you bastards are. That's how disgustingly unappreciative you bastards are. When did we ever get to have this moment where two of the greats lived long enough and stayed relevant long enough to put a collab album together?
I mean, if you put everything through that lens, then you just have to say everything's amazing. If you want to celebrate everything because everyone's alive and that's beautiful, I get it.
Well, I want to celebrate the moment. If the music is trash, then we'll deal with it. We'll cross that bridge when we get there.
Will we? We'll kind of go, this is cool. No one wants to come out and no one's going to say, I don't know about this. I'm good.
I don't know. The expectations would be so high. I think that's what I'm saying. People would be very critical, though, Rosenberg. I think people would say their piece.
But how is any? It's never gonna match the expectation.
I'm not feeling you bastards today.
Let me just lay it out there.
I'm not where you guys are in life. I'm in a different place. If Nas and Jay-Z want to put an album together, I'm gonna be happy about it. And I'm gonna find a damn way to like it, and you're gonna like it too, goddammit.
And do you really think that's it's gonna
what
happen?
That's what I say.
It's not even happening. It's not even happening.
I'm gonna play it until you love it.
I don't think it's gonna happen, but
you unappreciative bastards. We never even thought hip hop would stay around as long. Now we got billionaires. We're doing phenomenal. Everybody just wants to poo-poo on it because you guys are unappreciative. You want hip hop and artists to languish in doldrums for the rest of their lives.
How did we get here?
That's dark.
You guys don't celebrate.
So the only options are languish in doldrums, you have to be like, ooh, that's not fair. Love Hove. Love Nas. I want more Hove albums. I want more Nas albums. I don't know if I need a collab album. I don't know.
Well, I want to hear it. I just don't think it's going to happen. But that's that. That's your flashing lights report. The time is 8 a.m. High of 72
degrees. Every time
degrees.
Somebody makes success and takes care of their family, here come y'all. Well, I don't know. He's making a lot of money. Ebro Law Rosenberg. Good morning, everyone. Hey, turn it up. Check the rock. How we get down sometimes.
Queens,
yo, when y'all listening to Mooski, this is what we listening to.
It's just the beat. You gonna drop the verse?
Hey, why don't you rap the verse?
Cool. I remember the lyrics.
Pete, you know the words.
Here we go.
Queens, what up?
Here we go.
Back in the day, in the boulevard, I used to keep routines, the presence was fine. You kicked the mask out, so step out for Frankfurter.
Yeah. Hey, yo, Fife, you remember that routine word that we used to kick spiffy like Mr. Clean.
A tidbit. I can't hit the message, so you got to run the...
Go on point tip.
All the time, Fife.
You went backwards. That was all
right.
All the time, Fife.
There you go.
Mass style, so it's up off the Frankfurt.
Uh-huh. There you go.
See, I did my part good.
Word.
See?
A smidgen.
I don't get the message, so you got to run the pigeon.
You're on point five. Oh. All the time, Tip. You're on
point five. It's smidgen and pigeon.
All the time, Tip. You're on point
five.
Big up Fife.
Grab the microphone and let your words rip.
I hit the funky introduction. I'm kind of
nice. Tell your mother, tell your father, send a telegram.
Word.
I'm like an energizer because you see I last long. My crew is never ever whack because we stand strong.
Yo, no one starts a verse like Fife, man.
Nope.
I say that body and okay, I had a quiet. I was riding along listening to this the other day. Which rappers in rap history had the most sports references? Fife Dawg.
Yeah, Fife's probably number three. One.
He's up there. Fife is up there.
Hov.
Fab is up there.
Fab.
Fab's a good one.
Drake has a lot.
Yeah, Lil Wayne has a lot.
Wait, who'd you say? Drake?
Drake too.
Drake, sports references. Is that the top five? Lil Wayne, Drake, Hov, Fife Dawg.
I don't think Hov's up there. He has them every once in a while, but I don't think he's up there.
Fab lives on them.
Yeah, he does.
Fife Dawg lived on them.
Yeah, I mean, Fife loves sports, man. Love sports.
But you know what made me think of it? And this is super random, and most of the audience doesn't even remember this.
Okay.
The Alcoholics.
Liquid Crew?
The Liquid Crew.
Yeah, they did a lot, too.
A lot of
sports references. Knock 'em out the park? Is that what you were thinking about?
Yeah. I mean, the whole he did it. J-Ro did it all the time. Not to be confused with J-Ro.
Mm. This is my zone. Let's just stay Alcoholics and J-Ro for a while, man. Let's stay in this bag.
So most sports references all time, that's the top five in rappers.
I wonder who we're forgetting. Who are we leaving out?
Big had a couple interesting good ones.
Yeah, but that was only because he was having sex with one of the Knicks' wives on the side and kicking the door.
True.
No,
and he also had anyone, Tyson, Jordan.
That's light work, though. Tyson doesn't even count. Tyson and Jordan are so referenced, it doesn't even count.
King Louis says you got to put Joe Button up there.
Here comes Jersey Louis. You got to mention Joe Button.
And Pump It Up.
Yo, and by the way, it can't just be one line, man. Fat Joe did some lines. I'm telling you, Fife Dawg did it in damn near every song.
He did. To me, it would probably be Fife and Fab that do it the most. Just
leaning in on the sports references.
Anytime you mention Fab, I just picture him in his jersey.
Oh, he did jersey game. I think Fab wore two headbands. Jersey. Fab had jersey, two headbands, and two armbands.
Yeah, I think you're correct. Yes.
Oh, you want to start talking about what people were wearing in the early 2000s? Because, man, it was a mess.
It was a disaster. But, by the way, the 90s, part of the 90s was a disaster, too. Remember, cross colors were a disaster looking back. Cross colors were a disaster.
They were festive.
Exactly. Cross
colors. Of all the things I wanted to wear as a kid, like I wanted Guess jeans, I wanted Gerbeau, I wanted Timberland, I wanted Polo, I never aspired to rocking cross colors.
Cross colors was a different, was a really a early, late 80s, early 90s thing. It was gone by.
It was gone quick.
93, you wasn't, I mean, it was time to come up out of that.
Yo, let's talk about the time, though. Let's talk about the time, you know, when your parents wouldn't allow you or wouldn't buy you fancy clothes, and you would go to a discount store and dig around for the fancy brand. Laura, you remember the story of when I found a pair of terribly tight Guess jeans, and I rocked them and then realized later that they were women's and had the red Guess logo and not the green Guess logo?
Yo, I didn't even know there was a red and a green.
Yeah, women's had red. Men had green.
Never knew that.
That's so good. They were all
Yo, I didn't get nice clothes until I started buying them myself. My mom made us.
Same.
We shopped at JCPenney's, Sears, Mervyn's. That was it.
Do you guys feel a way about like friends, kids who are, or actually it may not, it may be yourself now. Maybe I'm asking yourself. Do you feel a way about giving your kids clothes that are too nice? Like Laura, you were getting gifts, I know, from companies and people that like are not the kind of baby clothes you would have ever been put in as a child.
Oh, absolutely. I feel no reason to ever purchase a $300 Gucci onesie for my child.
Never.
Spit
not
all over
doing
it and grow out of it in 2 weeks. I think it's ridiculous and I think it's a waste of money.
When I see like 7-year-olds who are rocking like the incredibly fresh name brand stuff, I'm just like, where do you go from here if you start here?
See, I buy my daughter. My daughter gets, what do we? We go online. I got a discount code that I use at a certain place that I'm gonna keep it unnamed just in case they're listening, because I got it on the plug.
Okay, there you go. Okay.
So I'm gonna keep that unnamed. But I buy everything on discount, and then we go to what's the other one? Old Navy. You know, Gap. Was it Gap? Old Navy.
Yep.
And Athleta.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
They be having sales, B. I'll be in there. And the way my daughter's growing, you about to hold these sales.
Right.
My daughter's grown three shoe sizes in the last 16 months or something.
Yeah. The rate that they grow, you can't be putting extra bread on the clothes like that.
Yeah, I got a bunch of donations that were like very like fancy donations, like designer. Like, I'm never going to buy Dolce & Gabbana for my child. But
really?
Like,
I always saw you as a Dolce & Gabbana baby kind of
and
person.
And I'm looking at it like she's going to wear this one time. One time. That's it. And there's everything that you see is always a gift.
I'm going to tell you the hustle, Laura. The hustle I hear. This is what I hear. The hustle is people buy those things. They take the photo. They do it for the photo. Then they resell it. So some people are either sharing it with family members, reselling it, and oftentimes returning it.
But why do
This is definitely a family hand-me-down, and trust me, kids' clothes, they've been pooped, peed, thrown up on. I don't really see this happening, returning anywhere.
I don't know. I might be embarrassed. Ebro, would you be embarrassed to put Issa in like a brand where the sweatshirt, you know, the t-shirt, whatever it is, costs like $800 and it's on your child?
Was it a gift or I bought it?
It doesn't matter. Because when the person sees you on the street, they don't know. They just know your child's wearing a $700 t-shirt.
Yeah, I don't know.
I feel a way about
that. I wouldn't feel embarrassed, but I also wouldn't. It just wouldn't happen. I can't even wrap my brain around it. Like, I need to know the scenario.
I'll put it on my child, but I'm just not going to buy it.
Issa may not wear it. Issa doesn't care. If it's not bright colors, she ain't wearing it. Period. It's got to have hearts. Bright. She don't care if it's from Target. She don't care if it's from Supreme. She don't give a damn. Is it bright colors, yellow, some glittery something, hearts, clouds? If it ain't that and it don't feel good on her skin, she ain't wearing it. Issa's all about comfort.
Well,
you can buy Issa the most expensive thing in the world. She don't give a damn. Is it comfortable and easy to put on? Cool. She rocking it.
Yeah, it was about like middle school, late elementary school, middle school when I started caring about like trying to get stuff that was cool.
Well, because you started listening to rap.
That was part of it. And also just in seventh grade, there were kids who started wearing cool stuff.
Right. You're trying like, to blend.
Yeah, and it was honestly, it was probably the rich kids who really had the fly stuff at school.
It's Ebro, Lauren Rosenberg. Rosenberg's got a problem calling Diddy Love. I'm still stuck on that. Diddy changed his middle name to Sean Love Combs. And so we went through all the people who had love in their name. Love was a big thing in rap.
Yeah.
And hip hop in the 80s and 90s. There was a lot of love out here.
You were either like Love, Ski, One.
Yeah, I also feel weird that everyone else used to want to call themselves a Grand Wizard. Would you do that today?
Yeah, Grand Wizard doesn't have shelf life. It's not good, right?
You can't really use the 80s as the
Grand Wizard Ebroski? Nah.
I'm good on Grand Wizard. I mean, even though, shout out to the Grand Wizard, the legends that have that name, Theodore, and many more. But yeah, it doesn't work the same way now. Listen, good for him. It's nice that he cares about love. I just don't know if I can call him Love.
You call Ed Love? Ed Lover?
No, what? I don't. I call
Money
him Ed.
Love. You don't call just call Ed. Ed. You call him Ed Lover.
When I talk to him, I call him Ed.
You call him Ed?
But you have an issue saying Ed Lover?
Well, hold on. When y'all see Ed Lover, you say, hey, what's up, Ed Lover? How are you, Ed Lover? Good to see you. No, you say Ed.
No, I say Ed Lover.
I say Ed Lover. Ed.
Ed Lover.
Steph Lover. I say Steph Lover.
Every time you talk to her. Y'all Moni are just Love. Lying to tell a story.
I say Moni Love.
Sense. Yo, man, it's crazy. It's crazy. No, you call Moni Love Moni. I talk to her. I text her. I go, what's up, Moni? If I hit her up, I'm not like, hey, Moni
Yo,
Love.
Yo, Moni, hit Rosenberg right now. Tell him he's been disrespecting you. You just didn't want to say anything.
Wait, so hold on. If you have Love in your name, you require to be called by both names?
You got to say the whole thing, man.
You got to say the
no
whole
one calls
thing,
me Peter Rosenberg. I get Absolutely Peter or Rosenberg.
They do.
A lot of people do.
Yeah, they do.
No, I get Rosenberg. I don't even get a first name. I just get Rosenberg or Pete or Peter. No one calls me by my full name. Now, Laura's a different case. I bet she does get a lot of Laura Styles.
I do. A lot.
I'm telling you, Rosenberg gets Peter Rosenberg. Shawnee gets Shawnee Culture. Cass doesn't just get Cass. He gets Cass 1.
I call him Cass.
Yeah, it can go either way.
Hey, Cass 1. Yeah, I hear Cass people say, one. Hey, Cass 1.
Yeah, I call him Cass.
So I think Sean Love Combs is good to go.
Sean Love.
I would call him all three names.
Hey, Sean Love Combs.
Sean Love
Combs. That sounds normal. Rolls right off the tongue.
Wake up, New York.
Hey, yo, wake up.
Ebro in the morning.
With Laura Styles and Rosenberg. You dig?
On the way, the gurus.
Shy.
Laura, what's that new email?
There's no new email. It's always been the same. It's thegurulaura@gmail.com.
There it is. Pow, boom, blam.
There he is.
Yo, Sean Love Combs.
Take that.
Yo, now, did y'all hear? Loop this Cass 1. Did y'all hear Black Rob was laid to rest over the weekend? RIP Black Rob. Shout out to his whole family and friends. And Diddy was at the funeral. Did you guys hear about this story?
No. Uh-huh.
So Diddy goes to the funeral, and everybody's having great things to say. Diddy was welcomed with open arms. There's lots of love up in Harlem. Mm-hmm. And matter of fact, so much so that one of Black Rob's friends got up there and made it a point to point out how much support and love, and I'm using the word love on purpose, Diddy gave to Black Rob.
Mm.
The rumor was, the word is for people who was there, he was pointing out that Diddy had been there so much for Black Rob, it even became an awkward moment because he went on to say that Black Rob blew through so much money. Uh-huh. At Black Rob's funeral. People said it was an awkward moment, but I bring that up because remember the internet just wanted to come for Diddy. Right. And it was all that talk about for what Sean Love Combs wasn't showing love to Black Rob. But people close to Black Rob say a different story.
Oh, hold on real quick. Just you're saying people on the internet who started talking trash didn't have all the facts? What? And they just needed someone to blame and be angry at for something bad? What?
So I thought it would be good to point that out. Sean Love Combs.
Mm.
Love. Uh-huh.
Puff, man. Puff Love.
Diddy. P. Diddy. How many times has he changed his name?
Five, I think.
P. L. Diddy.
Puff Love Diddy Combs.
Yeah, call him all his
names.
Sean Puff Love Diddy Combs.
P. L. D. C.
Sean P. L. D. C. I was just watching T-Pain play video games. I'm not a big video gamer, but I'm told
mm-hmm.
that the racists run rampant in these Call of Duty video game spaces, using all type of N-words and, you know, loving to make fun of Black Lives Matter.
Really?
So I was just watching T-Pain. He posted a video of himself taking out racists in a video game.
Oh, fun.
Sounds like a good time to me.
Everybody could just be free to be who they are.
So that's right. Show your true color so I could blast you in your mother effing face.
And the sad part, it's like, it's like 12, 13-year-olds.
Yes. T-Pain blasting 12, 13-year-olds and calling them crazy stuff.
No, but guess what? Guess what? These 12, 13-year-olds out here using the N-word. My niece got called the N-word yesterday.
Yeah. Sometimes Ricardo... And I'm like, are you dealing with kids? He's like, yeah, but they're saying this, this, this. And he gets mad.
In virtual reality, we all the same age.
Fam.
I told y'all how I feel about a teenager.
Punch him in the face.
Yeah, do you guys notice? Do you guys notice it's like we're getting to the age where you inherently feel a little bit of a way about teenagers?
I told y'all I've been old a long time. So about 10 years ago, I told y'all how I felt about a teenager. 15, 16-year-old, you catching these hands, bruh.
But what I mean is, like, your guard is up. I'm at an age now where your guard is up more when you see teenagers. Like, what are these kids up to? Who are you?
You're one of those.
Who are you?
You think you're a badass?
Why are you walking in front of my building?
Yeah, you think you're a badass, huh? Okay.
No, I ain't there yet. I ain't there. I'm only there if they start barking.
I guess I just feel weird that I'm so much older than them now. I'm still adjusting to that.
So it's your own insecurity, keep it real.
Well, isn't that what everyone's everything is?
Let's keep it real. Let's get to the guru. That's guru talk.
Hey, yo, it's time for the guru, Shiny Culture and Rosenberg. And Laura, you know you are a beautiful queen. Ebro, don't ever play yourself. You're not a guru.
The guru, Laura@gmail.com. That's your destination for clarity when you're troubled. Like, what should I do? What do I do with my life? Ah, the gurus are here to guide you.
And burn the sage.
That's right, Shawnee. And Rosenberg leads us in breathing exercises. Inhale. Rosenberg, who's in need of our help today?
Save a life.
All right, theguru Laura@gmail.com. Guys, load up the inbox. I'm running low on new messages.
Load up the inbox. The shaman is here. I got peyote and shrooms, too. You know what I'm saying?
What?
TheGuruLaura@gmail.com. That's where you send all your troubles.
That's right.
You can stay anonymous. In fact, you always will. Unless I forget. Dear gurus, I am a huge fan. Cue the boring music, Shawnee.
They love it. Afrobeat. Shout out to Africa.
That's Afrobeat. You just go Afrobeat.
Josh, it's easy. Pour me water.
That's right.
I listen 5 days a week. Wow. Thank you.
Thanks.
So Mother's Day is coming up.
Okay.
Oh, is it? My girlfriend of almost 2 years and my mother have some tension.
Uh-oh.
Honestly, I believe their issues could be fixed with a simple conversation. Mm-hmm. But neither of them want to make the first move.
Man, this email's over. That's your girlfriend of 2 years. Get out of here.
Now, here's my problem. My girlfriend, who I don't have kids with, but she has a child from a previous relationship.
Well, that's when mom don't like you.
Wants to spend the whole Mother's Day with me. I told her I'll spend half the day with her and the other half with my mom. Mm. She's not satisfied with that. And now her and I are having arguments, and she's canceling plans that we've had for a couple of weeks. All because I won't spend the entire day with her.
That's why your mom don't like this little bitch.
It's It's very annoying, and I don't feel like dealing with her attitude anymore. I think she's being childish and extra and not taking me into consideration. But what do you guys think? Should I completely burn it down because of this? Or am I in the wrong here? There's no way she's going to convince me not to be with my mother on Mother's Day, but I would like some outside perspective. Thanks for your help.
Something tells me, he already wants to burn it down. Because he wouldn't throw that even as a suggestion if it wasn't an option in his head.
How You're not getting along with my mom. You've been here 2 years, man.
And then the fact that she's like insisting on him spending the entire day with her and not with the mom. Not even compromise. Like, yo, spend the morning with me, the evening with mom.
Yo, she should be like, yo, make sure you go see your mom in the morning. I'll be with my boy. We'll do a little Mother's Day. Or I'll be with my kid. And then in the evening, we link up for the whole coup de grace. Mm-hmm.
This is so easy and solvable. Yeah. And if she doesn't want it to be, that may be telling, bro.
Yeah, I think it's so, it's so easy because it really is easy. You got one mother. You know what I'm saying? You rock with your mother. If she's not willing to compromise, she's not the one for you. I think he knows that, and this is the final straw, which is why he keeps asking if he should burn it down. Right. That's what
I'm
hearing.
You know the answer, fam. I think you know the answer because if she's not letting you keep, you know, keep your relationship with your mom, not even encouraging it, that says a lot. I don't think you should even think about it.
Like, you know what
you're
going to
see your mother on Mother's Day. And if she's not cool with it, that sounds like her problem. You got to decide if this is the person you want to be with.
I think it's a put your foot down situation.
Right.
And you just simply say, here's the deal. Love you. Care about you. I'm glad to spend time with you on Mother's Day. Can't wait to do it. I am seeing my mother as well. So let me know which window works for you. Mm-hmm. And that's that. If she says she won't accept it, that's too bad. I'll see you after. Or not at all. Whatever.
Hey,
that's probably too many words, man. And you didn't even address her behavior in there, Rosenberg.
Yeah, she's
like, you gotta address, like, how? Yeah, this does,
that does, that does address the behavior though.
In what way?
By saying that's what the situation is. I am seeing my mother. What time would you like to hang out?
And you're,
I don't want to blah blah blah. Okay, well then we won't hang out.
I don't want, no. See, it doesn't address the behavior. Because if something needs to be said, like, how dare you act like I have to choose between you and my mom.
Exactly.
Like, that needs to be said.
But no, but this is it. She has to choose. And if she chooses wrong, you're not seeing her. The lesson's being taught either way. You're saying this is what's happening. I'm seeing my mom.
Yeah.
You want to hang
out?
What
also is happening is you act like a bozo.
Right.
Well, yeah, if you want to say that,
you can. And you've ruined something that could be great because you're selfish and a bozo.
Yeah, listen, I'm with Rosenberg. Just saying, I'm seeing my mother.
Facts.
If you
want to
see me afterwards, we can work it out.
I know you want to see me afterwards.
And if she says, bye, just be like, all right, then I guess it's not going to, I'm not going to see you at all.
My guru senses say that it's a wrap, dog. Bun
wow.
It really
wow.
does. Your I heard senses? Several things in his letter that means he wants out. He
Wait,
wants
the
somebody
Shawnee
to
guru senses are kicking in right now?
Oh,
I
man.
I think, run it down.
This is
not
rare.
This is not the only thing. I'm hearing Oof. Other things in there.
Shawnee's got low tolerance. That's what it should be.
Nah, he wants to leave. He wants to leave, and he doesn't know how to do it. You know it's more than this. This is the last straw. He's ready to put his foot down, and if she leaves, she leaves. That's what it feels like to me. So put your foot down. It's your mother. She want to bounce, let her go.
Wow. Bunny.
So says the gurus.
Oh, wow. Shot. Wow. Yeah. He just bowled over Laura.
I'm with it.
Yeah, dude. Y'all was bullish.
No weakness.
Wow, Shawnee. A rare moment.
Bullish going on in that
you
segment.
You want to light it up.
Like, it felt like Spidey senses. It just guru things. Just, that's what I
as
felt.
As fellow gurus, we support you.
Thank you.
Y'all was bullish.
By the way, me and Laura's thing was not bullish. We
it
said.
Not.
No, it wasn't. You just want to be vindictive and also yell at her. You don't have to. All you have to do is say make a
but
choice.
But ain't no come back together. Y'all can't. We'll talk about it later. And if you
no,
want to
I
see
didn't
me
say
after.
That. What?
That's what Laura said.
No.
And if you can't deal with it, and blah, blah. Nah, man.
Laura,
don't make
you
shouldn't be making me choose between you and my mom. But, this is over.
But by saying I'm going to go see my mom, you're already letting her know, look, there is no choice. This is happening, period.
Right. There is no choice. I'm seeing my mom. Would you like to hang out after? Oh, no, you don't? Cool.
No, there is no would you like to hang out after.
But what?
Ebro, this is why you're not a guru, okay?
You guys all saying the same thing, actually.
God.
Yeah, he could still rock with her after. But mom's
if you're making me choose, I'm not
choosing
you.
There's no rock with her after. That's the problem.
No.
Because she's a bozo to you.
No, because anybody in your life that would have the gall to be 2 years into your life and make you choose between your own mother.
That's right.
And them, that we can't have a future relationship.
And it's deeper than just this.
It's deeper than this moment.
Right.
Which is why your mom don't like her anyway.
Right.
You're probably right. But sometimes people are just having a bad moment, and when they think about it, they go, damn, you know what? I was wild, and you're right.
Bro, you've been here 2 years, and you don't get along with my mom?
Right.
It happens.
It's not a bad moment. You're bad.
Wow.
Well, that's a big Lord. Statement.
Okay. On the way, flashing lights, Laura.
You're
Stiles.
Bad.
No, you're bad. You're terrible.
It's bad.
Coming up, flashing lights, we'll talk about the incredible Marvel Universe and the movies that are coming up. And we'll discuss it because they are amazing. No. Coming up, flashing lights.
History beckons. Ebro's call on that guru.
Shut
why
up,
you,
Ebro.
Why are you pointing to the ceilings?
Shut up, Ebro.
Keep my mouth shut about a lot of stuff, man.
You do?
Want to put that out there.
What?
Jameet.
Just keep my mouth shut about a lot of stuff. I'm triggered right now.
Why?
You know what I'm saying?
Why?
Because, man, you know what I'm saying? I've been forced to play cleanup for a lot of people.
Okay.
What are you talking about?
Keep things smooth. You know what I mean? Make sure everybody good, keep their jobs and stuff.
Okay.
Okay.
Go ahead, keep going.
And?
You see what Shawnee did right there? You see that?
The Wu-Tang on? I see that.
Where you going, bro?
There's no place to hide when I come.
Speak on it, God.
Oh, man. God. Yeah.
Let's get to the flashing lights, Laura Stiles. That's all I have
to say. That was trash.
You made me use Wu-Tang for nothing.
Nah, y'all way upset. If what's in the front of my mind actually came out right now, everybody on this show would be upset. So let's just move on.
All right. Let's just focus on something positive.
Y'all know how
okay?
I get down in real life.
Yes. And let's not go there. How about the amazing news yesterday? Marvel released something incredible.
Now, this is fantastic.
Trailer. With nothing but amazingness. I don't know if that's a word, but it's pretty lit. So they announced movies such as The Eternals, Spider-Man No Way Home, and the next installment in the Black Panther series, Black Panther Wakanda Forever. It's the official title of Black Panther 2, which is set to be released July 8th, 2022.
Ooh, ooh.
Beautiful. Pretty tight.
Wakanda Forever. What's wrong with me? A lot.
A lot.
But specifically speaking about Marvel, why am I tearing up watching a Marvel promo video?
Well, no, that's not even weird, though, these days with everything that's going on. You know?
Iron Man's dead.
Damn.
Iron Man's dead in the movie. Robert Downey Jr.'s fine. Chadwick Boseman's dead in real life.
But he's alive in the movie.
There's a lot, man.
It's a lot.
And then Stan Lee, who voiced the whole promo, he passed away. And they were abused. Remember the stories of abuse around the whole Stan Lee thing?
He was being abused?
Yeah, you guys don't remember? We talked about it on the show.
I don't remember.
Yes, his caretakers were like abusing him and trying to take his money. And it was a whole disaster with Stan Lee.
Ugh.
Damn.
All right, why'd you make this darky, bro? Jeez.
Because when I saw the thing, all of this went through my mind. When
Pick
I saw the Marvel thing.
Pick it up, Laura Stiles.
Yes. Okay. For all you Simpsons fans and Star Wars fans, because today is the 4th, guys.
May the 4th be with you.
That's right.
This is something really cute. The Simpsons will be releasing a Star Wars themed short starring Maggie Simpson. It's called The Force Awakens from its nap.
Mm.
It's really cute. Well, if you go to the Disney Plus IG, you can see it. But if you're a Simpsons fan, you're going to love it. This was for 2 days ago, but I think it's really dope for us to hear. Lil Wayne paid tribute to DMX during Triller Fest during his performance. So he went up on stage and shared some beautiful words about X. Check it out.
When I was a younger kid, so back then we went on this tour called the Cash Money Rough Riders Tour. Being from New Orleans, it's so far away from New York and Cali and like that. We didn't know if it was real when we seen it on TV. The New York guys, the LA people. When we saw DMX, we all fell in love. But when I got on tour with him, now you're in the hotel lobby, you're in the backstage, you run across and he actually say something to you. And when you see this talk like how he rap, and you see this is what he is, and you see this got a zillion dogs with him, then a zillion dogs with him, it's impossible not to be obsessed, infatuated, mother and impressed, whatever. Ladies and gentlemen, please make some noise for the late, great DMX.
Yay.
It hit my brother real hard. My brother name is Swiss Beats. He would never let a Lil Wayne album come out without a beat on that motherfucker. from him.
Yeah, man. Shout out to Swizz too, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Still
great words from Lil Wayne. And I'm proud of hip hop, man. There's a lot of people who wasn't mad at Lil Wayne, but those that were mad at Lil Wayne for taking that photo with Trump, it feels like people have understood and moved on. They didn't like it, but they understood. He was trying to get that pardon. He got that pardon. Everybody moved on. And you know Kodak Black, his sexual assault charges. He only has to do 18-month probation. Did you guys read about that?
Yeah, we talked about it.
18 months.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man.
That Trump alignment really helped out a lot of people.
Apparently so.
Mm-mm. That's your Flash and Lights report. The time is 8:55. Today will be a high of 70 degrees, 72 actually. Alternate side parking rules are in effect.
Pay Trump, pay his team, get out of jail. Work for Trump. As a lawyer, your house gets raided by the feds. Which one would you rather be?
We're waking up. Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg. Hot 97.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
UBS Arena. Hold on! Sexy Red, French Montana, DeVito, Lola Brooke, Cash Cobain, Bass Swag, Doja Cat, Honey Baby, Fabio Fari, 41 Cal Rich, Jet Carter, Tata, Chef G is home, baby, Sleepy Hollow, Connie Diamond, 310 Baby, Celebrity Host, Ice Spice and A Boogie, Big Daddy Kane will be celebrating the life of the finisher, Mr. C.
Mr. C, step to me.
Jadakiss, EPMD, Eric B and Rakim, Method Man and Redman, Lord Tariq and Peter Guns. Yours truly, the curator, the lit digital DJ, Funk Flex on the set. Hosted by Nessa, Ebro, Peter Rosenberg, and Laura Stiles.